I looked at him and I said, man, when is enough going to be enough? And mind you, he's been in business for 5 years, right? And I'm asking these questions. And he's like, what do you mean, man? I love it. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Today, we are pushing the limits to be the best we possibly can be. Not a day for mediocrity. Let's put it that way. You're going to be the best you possibly can be, and it didn't stop when you got your OD. Let's keep getting better. Closing thought of the episode. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the likes, the subscribers. Just thank you for loving private practice optometry. I am very pumped up for our practice, for what we're doing. This podcast is going to be a mindset thing that I've kind of gathered. Follow me. There will be a benefit. There will be a purpose. Okay. When I've been watching, gathering, seeing what's out there in the world, three things kind of are in my head. Number one, when I looked at F1 racing, and again, I'm going to butcher this. I'm going to just use Honda because that's what I have. I don't know if they're an F1, but we'll use Honda. And a question was asked is, why do you think Honda does F1 racing? Again, fill the blank, Ferrari, you know, why do they do that? And the answer is, they're going to push the limits. They're going to try to be as good as they possibly can, because if they don't, they leave things on the table, right? And because of them doing the F1 racing, the Honda Civic or the Honda Accord now has a traction control feature that migrated its way down that they got from F1 racing that they applied to every single car, okay? If you ever watched the movie The Devil Wears Prada, the main character, Anne Hathaway, I believe in that, talks to, you know, the big head-up lady, and she was almost above the fashion, the details. In her mind, she said, you know, why do you care so much about these things that are trivial? And the head honcho kind of looked at her and said, well, you realize that the things you see now will eventually trickle down and end up in like the Walmarts or the regular store fashions, right? This high-end stuff makes it way down, its way down. And it's because they push the limit of fashion that we see change in our everyday life. Okay? Same principle as the F1 racing. Lane Norton, if you guys know who he is, he's a PhD, big into nutrition, loves to like power lift. And I follow him, and he was deadlifting 635 pounds, like big lift, moving a small car, right? And someone said to him, Lane's comment was, you know, after a bunch of bulging disc, a bunch of injuries, I got myself back on track and I am moving weight again. So thankful to be able to do this. And again, all the trolls that come out on social media, why would you ever do this? Is that even good for you? Isn't that bad for your back? What's the point? And his response literally was, he said the actual F word, love it. And this is why nobody will ever remember your name. Okay? I love that. I like that people push the limits. They try to be the best. And some people just like to hunt. Some people just like the journey. The journey is the reward. I've talked about that in past episodes. And I tell you this because we all run businesses for different reasons. You know, I talked to you in the past few episodes about the arrival fallacy. If you think you're going to get to a certain, you know, gross income, a certain net, a certain X, Y, or Z goal, and you're going to be happy, you're mistaken, right? You just have to love the journey, the ability to compete at the highest level, okay? One of my best friends, when I was thinking about going to optometry school, man, this was 2006, maybe. We were driving and I didn't have an optometrist. I didn't know how to get a letter of recommendation. PCO didn't, is now stayless, didn't require a letter from an optometrist. So I'm like, screw it. That's the best place I can get into. I'm going to go down there. So we drove to Philadelphia to, you know, go through an interview or a, not an interview, but a open house and exposure thing. I came all prepared. I went there and we were talking about what we want to do. I had this idea of, you know, I'm going to start an optometry practice and then see where it goes. And he was actually starting his own business. He was starting a roofing company. And I just think back to those journeys, what we were saying and where we're at now. And he started the roofing company and he just kept going and going and going. He was always moving forward. At one point in school, I looked at him and I said, man, when is enough going to be enough? And mind you, he's been in business for 5 years, right? And I'm asking these questions. And he's like, what do you mean, man? I love it. I love acquiring other roofing companies, making my own, growing and expanding. He's like, this is fun. This is what I enjoy. And I didn't quite get it at the time, right? I'm like, no, for us, I'm going to become the doctor and then I made it, right? How many of us had that belief? We're just going to graduate undergrad, optometry school 4 more years, and then we're there. We got it. And we get here, and now we're like, what do we do now? Right? You talk to a lot of people, you see people that are burning out in optometry. It's because they thought they would be happy by getting that OD degree. Period. Right? The arrival fallacy. It doesn't provide happiness. You have to keep pushing the limit. It doesn't have to be optometry, but if you're listening to this podcast, if you're watching us on YouTube, you like the business of optometry some way, shape, or form, enough to start a practice, enough to be crazy enough to take that leap. And I think that's where I'm at right now, right? What is the mistake that I made? And it's that starting the practice is the end goal. That's where you've made it. It's just the beginning. That is where you're just getting into the fun stuff. You know, I started the office and I started to have some success. And I like to play business owner. I'm not calling any of you out, but I'm sure a lot of you that are listening to this like the idea of being the owner of your business, right? What do you have, a bad job? Where if you're not there showing up, you're not making money. I'm right there with you. I'm trying to fix that. And I play business. I toy with little things. Oh, we're going to toy with this in optical. We're going to toy with this and how we do workups. We're going to toy with this and that. And I thought small. Right? I got to play business owner. But at the end of the day, I wasn't allowing my staff to grow. I wasn't growing the business beyond, you know, a little here and there. I had a great income, no real pressure, but I wasn't even close to reaching my potential. When I was at that P3 meeting, one of the things I shared about myself was, I shared that story about my friend who now is got acquired by venture capital. Now he's a CEO, COO of that huge firm. And I said, I accomplished what I did. I did really what I thought really good things in optometry school. I started a practice and I feel like I still haven't scratched the surface of my potential. I think I can do so much more. Again, I put it out there. I'm sharing this with you, right? You're not there to call me out on it. I hope you do hold me accountable. But I see a bigger goal, a bigger level of accomplishment that I can achieve, right? The F1 racing, Devil Wears Prada, Leigh Norrin, that just likes to move heavyweight. Why no one will remember their names, the cold, timid souls that are not in the arena doing battle, right? I want to be better. I want to do things that are looked upon in my mind as big, right? Right now, I see the people who have done it. I'm like, wow, I would love to be that person that someone looks to and says, how did you get there? And I say, it's the little basic things that I do on a daily basis that have got me here. Nothing that I am doing are things that you cannot do. And I want to do that so bad. That's all I think about right now. It's in my brain. How did I do this? Number one, streamline, All right. I have a vision. What are you going to be great at? This is a question you have to answer. Now, you can be great at multiple things. You're just not going to do it all at once. Great doctor? Sure. Dry eye specialist? Sure. Try to be the dry eye specialist and the best CEO business owner you can possibly be. You only have so much bandwidth. Father, this is a season of life I'm in. I know that I will sacrifice some of my success from a doctor to a business owner to be with my family. Right? I accepted that. Right? But what's your vision? What's your ultimate goal? I have such a clear goal. After I went to the P3 conference, it's even more vivid in my eyes, in my mind, of what I'm going after. All right. You have the vision. Commit to action. Right? We love to have the idea and then dabble, then leave. Dabble, leave. Right? Commit to action. Want a new office. I knocked on every door I possibly could to find new spots. I called so many banks to get my financing secure. Right? Worked with my doctors, lawyers, all these people to develop a contract. What are you going to do? How are you going to make the vision a reality? Do this. Commit. All right? You have to push the envelope to be the best you possibly can. Right? Don't be afraid of failure. It's so easy for me when I hear other people telling me what they're going to do. My thought is, oh yeah, you're worried about that? You're going to be fine. Show up, do it. Don't worry. Go big. Don't worry about the details. And then I'm sitting here looking at, oh, how do I build this out? How do I do this? Should I cut this? Should I keep this? What do I need to do to get where I need to? But I tell myself, if I was giving myself advice, just freaking do it, man. Go after it. You're going to be fine. You're going to look back 10 years from now and wish you would have taken bigger swings. Right? Commit to it. And remember, tangible actions, committing to it, isn't just buying equipment or printing the t-shirts. Right? Those are things that I used to think was, yeah, I'm committed. Have a plan. Grow. Have benchmarks you need to hit. Again, goes back to what I've talked about in the past. You need to know what benchmarks you're measuring yourself against. What ones move the needle? Talk to people. Reach out to me. I've gained so much wisdom and knowledge. I'd love to help point out what moves the needle for where you want to go. At least what I'm doing, right? I'll be a horrible warning or a great example. Do you want a business or a job, right? Did you peak in optometry school, or is there more waiting for you? One of the worst things I think you can have happen is that at 25 to 30 years old, you hit your pinnacle. You gotta be kidding me. We were on an upward trajectory. Some of us up, some of us down, some of us plateauing. Keep going. There is no limit out there. There's only the limits we put on ourselves because we're afraid of risk. You're gonna be fine. In my head, I have one shot to make this happen. Right? We have one life to live. Make sure you have a good team. I have people around me that believe in the vision. If you can't get those around you to believe in the vision, ask yourself, how many different visions are you telling them, right? Is it every 3 months? Is it every other year? Are you committed to it? My staff knows. They look me in the eyes and they know. One of the best things I've done with them is I've shared not only my vision, but numbers. Where we need to be, why we're doing things. I give my managers the why. Tell them to trickle down to the rest of the staff. You know what they have? Buy-in. They have a purpose. They're going after it. Right? One shot. Make it happen. F1, Devil Wears Prada, Lane Orton. Be one of the people that is remembered for ages. Again, you're not done when you get your OD. You have so much more you can accomplish. That's what I got. We'll have more for you next week. Where, oh where, has the time gone? We are to the closing thought of the episode. And this is something that I want you to do once a week, preferably at the end of the week. Why do we have to do it on Saturdays versus Mondays? Because we are weird people. We always see Saturday as the end of the week. I want you to do it at the end of the week. Three questions for the past week. Number one, what do I want to repeat? Simple, easy. What do you want to do again? Number two, what did you do that you want to do better? All right. What do you want to repeat? This was fun. I enjoyed it. What did you do that you think you could and should do better at? All right. Two things. Number three, what do I want to eliminate? You need to go through, do this, answer those three questions. Hopefully that list does not look like the same list every single week. If it is, you're asking the questions, you're not taking any actions. If you take anything away from this episode, it's actions speak. Do the work. Commit to the vision. How do you do that? Find out what you enjoy doing, what you want to be better at, and what you want to stop doing. That's what I have for you. Dr. Lily out.